Welcome to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop Program, where we offer solutions to your real estate and financing scenarios. I'm Joe Garner, your host, mortgage professional. Catch this podcast and more at jogarner.com.
WREC.com and on your smartphone with iHeartRadio. News Talk 600 WREC, Memphis.
Good morning, Memphis. Good morning from coast to coast and each of the fair cities in between. Not leaving you out in Alaska and Hawaii either. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and I'm your host, Joe Garner, mortgage loan officer. You can connect with me at jogarner.com or just email me at jo@jogarner.com. And if you're on Twitter, send me your comments or questions to hashtag jogarner so we can answer you on the air. During this April 9th, 2016 show, you're going to get some tips on how to make your mortgage loan terms feel good and how to make it look good to the underwriter approving your request. We're going to be talking with Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning about some things you can do to keep your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling good, too. Our topic today, make it look good, smell good, and feel good, your carpet and your mortgage terms. You're invited to join us on Real Estate Mortgage Shop with your questions and comments. You can call us while we're live on the air at 901-535-9732, or if you're outside the Memphis area, 800-474-9732. And Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, she's sitting right across the table having coffee with me this morning, and I always learn something new from this lady. Jerry, you have done some work for some of our listeners. I've heard about the quality of your service, and you do it at a very fair price. You have done an outstanding job for me personally, too. It's great having you back around the coffee table. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what keeps you in the carpet cleaning business and what you do for your customers.
Well, keeping me in the carpet business are customers like you, Joe. We like to make friends with our customers. We genuinely enjoy people. We like meeting new people. I hire people to work in the vans, and so you got to have a good character, you got to have a good personality, you got to be wanting to interact with folks. So that's, I mean, I guess that kind of what makes
it's a people business.
It is a people business. You got to trust the person that's coming into your home and going into all your bedrooms and all your, you know, going into your closets to clean carpet. You gotta trust that person. So that's kind of, and I like doing it. We just enjoy people.
I can tell. I'm sure our listeners can tell just by listening to you, Jerry. And what are some things that you actually do as far as a service for your clients?
We clean carpet, obviously. We also clean tile and grout, upholstery. We clean hardwood floors. And, you know, we can really look at a carpet and set a realistic expectation about what the customer can expect to see at the final result.
Right.
Not everything comes out of a carpet. Traffic lanes can look better, but they're never going to look like the rest of the carpet. So we try to go in and analyze it and tell people what they can expect.
Very good. Well, you know, most of our listeners have heard how I got in the mortgage business. I love the mortgage business, as you can tell. I started out as a very young entrepreneur at around 13 years old in the lawn and landscaping business. And my mother did the bookkeeping for me, and my dad helped me by keeping my equipment running. And there were some business people in our church who gave me some guidance that really helped make that business a huge success. And I worked for realtors, I worked for builders and property managers, and after graduating from Union University in Jackson, Tennessee, I sold that company, and it didn't take long, though, for me to find my passion, which was putting together financing deals for people buying real estate. And I love to find just the right mortgage loan for my clients, and then I love to attend their closing, because it is a people business. I like to celebrate with them on one of the most significant purchases they're ever going to make in their life. And my referring partners are still realtors, builders, and property managers. And it means so much now to get referrals from my past clients, too. But when you get that house and the mortgage terms that looks good, smells good, feels good, and you know you got a deal that is good, well, you know, the mortgage market was all of that this past week, with the rates dipping down yesterday to lower than they've been on a Friday in 3 years. And well, of course, February 10th and 11th, they were that low, but it wasn't a Friday. But they came in around, the 30-year fix came in around 3.625 to 3.75. That, a lot of cases, no points on that. The 15-year fix came in the low threes, and some of your government loans, like your FHAs, your veteran loans, USDA loans, rural housing, they came in even lower. And here's another one. The jumbo loan rates, those are for loans that are a higher amount than $417,000. Mm-hmm. Those rates have really dropped. A lot of investors are interested in getting those. And if you haven't considered how much money you can save by shortening the term on your loan or maybe lowering your mortgage payment or even consolidating some variable rate stuff or high interest rate debt, consolidating that into a fixed rate, let's talk. Call me personally after the show at 901-482-0354. That's 901-482-0354. Or if you want to talk with me on the air while we're live, it's 901-535-9732 or 800-474-9732. And Jerry, I know we were talking about that housing market being really busy, which has also kept you busy.
Oh, yeah. Real estate agents work very well with. And then investors buying property for property management. But what we do is we'll go in and evaluate the carpet, let the homeowner know whether or not it can be saved, whether or not they actually have to put the money into replacing it, mm-hmm. as opposed to just getting it cleaned up and looking good to show. Mm-hmm. And we're offering a one free room with the purchase of the rest of the house, which is about a $20 savings over the cost of the carpet cleaning. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that for people moving in and people moving out, buyers and sellers.
I know, and you've got another deal working. I heard about where if somebody is going to be a new parents,
new moms, yeah, nesting mothers. We are offering people whether they're in the process of buying or selling or just in a home. If you're getting ready to have a baby, we will come clean the nursery at no charge when you buy at least two or three other rooms of carpeting.
You are a people person. You know what, Jerry?
We love it. We just love it.
Well, it's not hard to make the mortgage terms feel good with the rates being as low as they are this week. And it's important that the amount of the mortgage payment is low enough to allow the family to save for the future and to give back to others. There is more to life than making a house note, you know. And if your house note with taxes and insurance and mortgage insurance and any association fees, if it doesn't go over 25% of your gross income, your house note and your other debts, if they stay under 38% or at least under 40% of your gross income, you should have some room to do some really fun things in life and enjoy living in your home too. The mortgage underwriting software, though, these days evaluate key factors in your loan file, like the amount of funds you have left over for emergencies in your bank account after you've gone to closing and paid the down payment and all that. It evaluates that. Underwriting software loves funds in the bank. It likes the liquid money in the bank because they figure, hey, if you get in an emergency, you're not going to miss your first house payment or something like that. But, you know, the other one is credit. You'll probably need a minimum credit score of 640 for most of the loan programs out there to get a good mortgage. And an okay score, okay is around 680. But your better mortgage rate pricing is for borrowers with a 700 score or higher, especially if that score is over 740. If there are several positive factors appearing on your file, like good credit scores, lots of money in the banks, things like that, sometimes the mortgage software will actually pre-approve a loan with debt ratios over 50% of the borrower's gross income. But you probably don't want to go that high with your payment unless you've got some other additional income you didn't mention to the software program, because, you know, again, you want to have some fun with life, not just make the house note.
Right.
But sometimes my clients will opt to give, going back to carpets, sometimes my clients will opt to give their carpets a good cleaning instead of trying to get new carpet, just so that they can keep some of that extra money in their bank accounts. And Jerry, how have you helped home sellers and home buyers in this situation?
Well, especially home sellers, they just need to get it to look good for the, you know, just to show it and get it sold. Home buyers are going to have to live on that carpet for a little bit. So, I mean, we can go in and really give it a good thorough cleaning. I like, again, give them a realistic expectation of what they can look for when we're done. But then they have at least the peace of mind to know that that carpet's been cleaned, it's been sanitized. Even if it doesn't look that great, they know it's clean. And that means
something. It's an emotional thing. You're not living on top of somebody else's dirt.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. So, I mean, obviously we do our best to get it looking and smelling as best it can, but I mean, they can know that it's clean. We use a, somewhere in the neighborhood about 212 to 220 degree water. We have a truck mounted extraction unit. We pull all the dirt out of the house and, you know, so it, we're taking it away. It's not staying.
It's not clogging up the plumbing where you're trying to pour it down the sink.
Oh, right.
I've ever had that happen.
Absolutely.
But yeah, the extraction, I love that. You know, I used to clean my own carpets and they used to say I was so tight I'd squeak when I walked or something. But and I figured out, you know what? Whenever I try to pour that stuff down the sink, it can clog your plumbing. So that extraction unit that you have that takes all of that mess out of the house is awesome. So, but anyway, you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. We're talking with Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. We want to talk with you. Give us a call while we're live on the air at 901-535-9732. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jeff Ross.
And Heidi Ross.
With Show Homes Memphis. And we listen to the Real Estate Mortgage Shop from Memphis, Tennessee.
That's what we're talking about. Make it look good, smell good, and feel good. Your carpet and your mortgage terms. I am Joe Garner, your host on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. You can also find me at Evolve Bank and Trust. And we're talking with Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, and we want to talk with you. So give us a call while we're live on the air. This is April 9th, 2016. You can call us in the studio, 901-535-9732 or 800-474-9732. And we have somebody, an old friend, on the line. We have Heidi Ross with Show Homes Memphis on the line. And I asked her to call and give us some tips because we are talking about making it look good, smell good, feel good. And Heidi and Jeff are doing a wonderful job out there with home staging. Heidi, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Hey, I'm calling to pick your brain. I wanted to get some of your top tips on how to make that house look good, smell good, feel good when you're trying to sell it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, feel good is the most important part of that equation. Your house has to appeal to all five senses. It needs to smell good. It needs to appear to your eyes and your ears. I know I was in a house yesterday, and the smoke detector was just chirping out loud. It's so annoying and distracting. Just little things like that really can make a big difference when you're showing a house.
Question, how do you make it smell good?
Well, you know, it's funny. There's a myth that I've seen in sometimes magazines where people feel like you should bake cookies or bake bread. You know, that's really a myth because when you do things like that artificially, people think you're trying to cover up something and that it's really a distraction. The best way to make it smell good is to be real. If you and don't have overpowering a lot of cheap plug-ins, you know, that's another no-no. If you do have something that smells good, make sure it's light. It's a light, clean, fresh smell. The best smell of all is simply clean. New paint, new carpet is a good smell.
Or clean carpet.
And just clean and not stuffy or stale. Open the windows if it's nice weather or, you know, make sure that it's not stagnant in there.
Real quick, you have talked at Talk Shop. You've been on Real Estate Mortgage Shop many times, Heidi. What is the return of investment average nationally for just decluttering and cleaning?
800%.
That's a pretty good return on investment.
It
and then
sure is.
Next highest return on investment was?
Lighten and brighten. If you've got dark rooms, paint them a lighter color, more neutral. And if light floors, if they're dark carpet, make them light carpet. But lighten and brighten, return on investment. Also, make sure all your bulbs are working. They're on the highest wattage that's recommended by the manufacturer. Lamps and lighting, and that's a 600% return on investment.
Heidi Ross with Show Homes Memphis. How do we contact you?
You can contact us. Our website is Show Homes Memphis, or you can call our office at 901-361-7419.
Thank you so much for being on the air with us. We've got Mark on the line. And Mark, how can we help you today?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Jerry. This is Mark Hoskins.
Hey, haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, haven't heard from y'all. Hey, I just want to call and attest to Jerry and her carpet team that they are the best. I've used several in the past before I got acquainted with Jerry. And I use her quite often, regular basis, when family's coming into town because I have dogs that are not trained real well. And her team is really great. I have an elderly parent who loves having them come in. And I've used her so much that a couple of same people have come in more than once, recognize her, and they do enjoy seeing her, and she enjoys having them in. So they are very well one company. They enjoy the people that they're with, and they do a great job.
Mark, thank you so much for calling our program, and we appreciate you, and it's good to hear from you again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all have a good day then.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Okay, real quick, we're going to play a little game because I know our listeners love this, especially those that are from the Memphis area. But even if you're not listening from Memphis and you know the answer, you're welcome to call on our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest. And the Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest is brought to you by notable Memphis historian Jimmy Ogle. Jimmy offers free historic walking tours in downtown Memphis in the spring and fall. And to find out more, ask Jimmy at jimmyogle.com. Our Look Back Memphis Trivia Contest is sponsored by John and Jennifer Lawhon of Lawhon Landscape. You can reach them 901-754-7474. The Lawhons can help you plan your landscaping if you have a big, big project or even a smaller project. The Lawhons are giving away a $25 gift card to the first person with the correct trivia answer. If you know the answer, call us on the air at 901-535-9732. Here's our question. Who am I? I am a main east-west thoroughfare in Memphis with a pretty name. Who am I? Here's another hint. I was named for a residence built in East Memphis in 1918. And one of my owners introduced cultivated azaleas to the Memphis area in 1922. And from 1958 to 1961, residents of the area fought to not have me designated as a federal highway. And so, do you know the answer to our trivia contest, Who Am I? Obviously, it's a thoroughfare, but which one? Our trivia answer you can give to us by calling 901-535-9732. So we're going to wait for our trivia answer to come in. And while we're waiting, we've got Michael on the line. And Michael, how can we help you today?
Morning, ladies. How you doing today?
Excellent.
Just turn the radio on. And I guess it's kind of, I guess they say serendipitous. My wife was writing me about getting the carpet clean. Get the carpet clean. I'm like, okay. And I happened to hear you guys on the radio this morning. And I was curious. Tiger Paws, we've been in our house. It was new construction. Been in our house about 7 years. And I'm debating about getting new carpet or just having it cleaned. Is there one recommendation you'd have over the other? And then we're possibly looking at moving in the next maybe 2 years.
Okay. I would say, I would be happy to come out and look at it and kind of let you know exactly what you could expect, and then you could make that determination. It doesn't cost anything for me to come out and give you an estimate and look at it and tell you if we could make it look better for you and save it for you or not.
Okay.
I mean, I obviously I want a clean carpet rather than have you replace it, but
okay.
Certainly I can come out and there have been times where I've come out and told people, yeah, we can't fix that. But
okay. Now we don't have like any dead body stains in it or anything like that.
Oh, all right, then we got it. It's all right. We can take care of that.
Okay. Okay. So we just call you to schedule an appointment for that.
Yeah, you can reach me at 901-327-1884.
Can you say that again?
I had Siri look up your website because I'm driving. I don't, you know, want to hit anybody.
Perfect.
Hey, we love you for that, Michael.
Absolutely.
We love that.
But just for anybody else who wants it, the phone number for the office is 901-327-1884. If for whatever reason I don't answer, you can text me at 901 210-9746. Lots of times I'm with a client, I will not answer the phone if I'm at a client's house, but I can respond to a text pretty quick. So,
great. And I also had a follow-up question. It was something you said the mortgage rate dropped on yesterday.
Yes.
And it was I was thinking about refinancing a couple of months back. Did the Quicken Loan application, and like everyone else, there's a Credit Karma thing. And I know those aren't accurate.
Right.
But the savings, I don't think the savings were enough for me to proceed with it. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really proceed at that time.
What rate are you paying right now, Michael?
Right now we're at 5.25, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And I think they were going to drop it to 4.75. It wasn't even a full percentage point.
I know I see a thing on here that said you left your information with our producer and Michael.
Yeah.
I think we need to relook at this, especially if you've got good credit scores.
Credit Karma said it was like 801, but again, you know, those aren't always accurate.
Right, because they're a different algorithm than mortgage FICO scoring, and usually the mortgage FICO scoring comes in a little bit lower, but look, you still got tremendously good scores, and I'm going to be talking later in the show, Michael, about people just like you who have really good credit scores. There are some things, extra little steps you can take to get yourself even better, an even better deal than what's quoted just out there when you call a 1-800 number or you just call a mortgage company. I have some places to go that I can get you some discounts on some things. So let's talk after the show.
Terrific.
All right. I appreciate you listening and calling. We appreciate Michael for that. And if you have a question or a comment and you want to talk with us on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, give us a call, 901-535-9732. You know, we're getting ready to go to Fox News, but we've got some really good stuff coming up. Jerry's going to be covering some processes they use to clean hardwood floors, vinyl, composite tile, something like that, and just some good things about how to get your mortgage approved, some things you need to think about that are really easy to do that some people forget, but it makes your process a lot easier. So we'll be talking about that, and we'll see you guys back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Eve Soterio from Waterville, Maine, and you are listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear.
And you're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We've got Jerry Jeffries and our producer over here doing a little dancing to some James Brown. I feel good. We're talking about make it look good, smell good, and feel good, your carpet and your mortgage terms. And we're talking, I'm Joe Garner, mortgage officer, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. You can also call me after this show. We can talk personally at 901-482-0354. We're talking with Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning. And Jerry, how can we reach you?
You can reach me at area code 901-327-1884. You can go to our website at www.tigerpawscarpet.com. And Joe, I have a question for you.
All right.
Okay. So what are some tips you can give borrowers to get their loan, looking and smelling and feeling right?
Just like when you clean carpet. Well, first of all, the mortgage terms must feel good to the borrower. It's a people business. It's a feel-good business, just like anything else. And I heard a realtor say many years ago, you want a mortgage payment that is comfortable to pay so you can enjoy making the payment and living in the house that is your home. And those wise words, you know, they've stuck with me all these years. The current mortgage underwriting software can sometimes pre-approve clients with house payments over 40% of their gross income and even over 50% of their gross income for like the house note and other debts added. That's really high.
Yeah.
Most people want to live life, go out with family, friends, take a vacation. They don't want to be handcuffed to the house note each month. You may have read some books by some of these financing gurus that say conservatively you should keep your house note under 25% of your gross income, and your total debts, including the house note, should not exceed 38 or 40% of your gross income. As a general rule, and the comfort level on these amounts varies, of course, from person to person, leave enough room to invest in your future, save for emergencies, and even leave enough room so that you can give back to others, and you should be happy. Now, to look good and feel good to a mortgage underwriter, you need to have acceptable credit scores, preferably some reserve money left in the bank after closing, and an income-to-debt ratio that meets the loan program guidelines, whichever program you end up using. Some mortgage lenders want to see a minimum score of 640, but there are some exceptions to that rule. An average score, you know, it's okay score, is around 680. But the best deals on interest rates are for people with scores in the 700s or higher, especially over 740. These are mortgage FICO scores, and like Michael had brought up our caller earlier today, there's a different algorithm for like your creditkarma.com, you know, your consumer sites. There's a different credit scoring algorithm for those. Your mortgage FICO formulas tend to have lower FICO scores than those consumer sites. Money in the bank tends to be more important to underwriters and the underwriting software than having low income to debt ratios. I guess their logic is that if you have money sitting around in the bank, you could always opt to pay off debt if you got into a crunch or something. But talk to an experienced lender before you start paying down or paying off debt to dress up your loan application. I would love to talk with you and help you with that. I remember a number of occasions where clients called me and said, hey, this one particular guy, I remember, hey, my wife and I are so excited. We've decided to stop paying our landlord's mortgage and buy something for ourselves. Oh, and by the way, we managed to scrape up over the last year enough savings to pay off all of our credit cards. We don't have any money left, but we don't have any debt. We should be good, right? And I'm like, not necessarily. First of all, most underwriters like to see that you have some funds left in your account after closing because it costs money to move, for one thing, from one house to another, and they don't want you to miss your first house note. Also, roughly 35% of your credit scores are made up of how you use revolving accounts or credit cards. You know, good for you that you hopefully, you know, made your payments on time. But if you pay off all of your debt, the creditors have nothing to report. And eventually you could see your credit scores kind of go down, not up. Currently, the credit scoring algorithms reward you with higher scores if you keep the owed balances on your revolving accounts, that's like your credit cards, if you owe less or below 30% of your total credit limit. So if you had a credit limit of $1,000, you'd never want to borrow more than $300, that kind of thing. And there are several other little tricks that can help you pump your scores up really quickly. But of course, it varies from person to person. I'm happy to talk with you about this, but you have to call me personally. I want to work with you personally, but you have to call me. You can reach me directly at 901-482-0354. Or you can email me at jo@jogarner.com.
Joe, what happens, you know, there are people out there that have great credit scores, right?
Yes.
So are there any special deals and perks for them?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I'm glad you asked that, because if you are that person who has good credit, the answer is yes, there are several perks for you. And when it comes to mortgage loan types, one size does not fit all. And if you're talking to a 1-800 number, the person you're talking to may miss offering you some of these money-saving perks that can give you some bragging rights. First of all, if you have at least 5% to put down on a home purchase and you have credit scores that are 700 or higher, we need to compare the terms on an FHA government program to a conventional Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. I've had people with 740 scores call and say, hey, I want to do that 3.5% down thing. Well, because their uncle or their aunt or somebody they know did that. Well, under the new guidelines, if you put less than 10% down on a home purchase on a 30-year FHA loan, not only are you going to pay 1.75% of your loan amount, of course, they add that amount to your loan balance, but it eats away your equity, you're going to pay for the entire term of the loan that monthly FHA mortgage insurance, which does not help you. Mortgage insurance helps the lender. So you don't necessarily want to do an FHA. Let me give you an example. I had a client with scores over 740 that called me up the other day, and he wanted to buy a house for around $140,000. He said he had some money to put down, but not much. He asked for an FHA loan right off the bat and said, you know, he could put down the minimum 3.5% or a little more on a 30-year plan. But he had a little over 5% easily accessible to him. I showed him that buying the house with an FHA loan, he could get in for just 3.5% of the price if his seller paid his closing costs and his prepaid taxes and insurance. Yes, I can get you what you asked for. But he was going to be losing some money up front. He was going to pay 1.75% of that loan amount, and $2,450 was going to be added to his loan for upfront FHA mortgage insurance. That was $2,450 of his equity gone just because he wanted to use, the FHA program. He would have also been required to pay $96 a month for the life of the loan. No matter how much equity he built into the house, he would pay that for the life of the loan. It would never drop off. Whereas, I showed him, I said, look, if we use the conventional Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac program, yeah, he'd put down 5%, maybe a little over, a little more, you know, whatever the seller couldn't pay for his closing costs, but not much more. He would have no upfront mortgage insurance, and he would only pay $41 a month. And that, on a conventional loan, would drop off once he got to a 78 or an 80% loan to value. And actually, would have paid more. He would have paid like $60 a month if he had not had good credit scores. So his perk was I was able to go to a different rate sheet because he did have good scores on his private mortgage insurance and save him, you know, from $60 a month down to $41 a month. But hey, it's a lot better than paying $96 a month on FHA.
Forever.
So sweet deal for the buyer. Another perk for people with good credit is that most loan programs will offer them the very best mortgage rates right off the bat. Most of your conventional programs either offer higher mortgage rates to people with lower scores or they price up the cost of those rates if the credit scores are lower. So you get a much better deal if you have high scores. The government, FHA, VA, rural housing loans, they don't penalize the borrowers with lower scores so drastically. But if you have high credit scores, talk with me. I have jumbo loans over $417,000, other special programs through the bank that you can try on for size. You're going to look good, feel good about finding that perfect loan deal that rewards you for your good credit. Call me and let's make your plan, work your plan, and if the deal works for you today, do it today. But I'm just going off. I love people with good credit scores. They've worked hard for it. They deserve those perks. And I've got a question for you, though. Let's go back before we go to this next break. I wanted you to cover, Jerry, some of the services that you offer through Tiger Paws. I know you do more than just carpet, so can we cut to that real quick?
We service just about all the markets. We do commercial, residential, and property management. We work with real estate agents very well, as I've mentioned. In the residential realm, we can clean the ceramic tile and grout. We can clean carpets. We can clean upholstery. We can clean hardwood floors. The same thing for the real estate and property management. In the commercial realm, we also work with what's called VCT tile. And basically the process is to strip it and wax it.
What is VCT?
VCT is vinyl composite tile. You find it in a lot of restaurants and in commercial office spaces and things like that. It's usually your high gloss floors. We have a process to take that shine off and clean it up really good. And most of the dirt and ground in marks and stuff are just in the wax. So we take all that off, all that goes away, and then we put some more layers of wax on there,
make it shine again.
Looks beautiful again. Yeah,
that's great. Well, I wanted to go back and have you talk about, if you have hardwood floors, what's the best way to clean hardwood floors?
Well, for the homeowner just taking care of them on an everyday. An everyday thing. You want to talk about steam cleaning. If you have a one of those little handheld steam cleaners or a damp mop, you don't want to put too much water on your floors. If you're going to call a professional, then we have a piece of equipment that will come in, and we have a product that we use in that equipment that really kind of gets the ground in dirt out of the polyurethane, and then we clean it back up again with a freshening product. And it gives it a nice.
And that's
nice
something you can't just buy over the counter.
No, you can't buy that over the counter. And you can't buy the equipment over the counter. It's
how do we reach
professionals? You can call me at 901-327-1884.
And we'll see you guys back in just a moment.
There you are at the office, grinding through the growing mountains of work. End the suffering. Freedom is just a few keystrokes away. Log on to iHeartRadio.com. You can listen to your favorite stations and your favorite music absolutely free. You'll zoom through all the paperwork. And when the boss asks how you did it, just smile and say, all your favorite music, all your favorite stations, all free. iHeartRadio.com.
I'm Joe Garner, mortgage loan officer. If you're trying to decide whether to buy a home or rent, remember, you're going to make a mortgage payment, your own or your landlord's. Call me, 901-482-0354, jogarner.com.
600 WREC.
Hi, I'm Sally Baker in Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. And now, back to your host, Joe Garner.
That's the way I like it. We're back on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host, mortgage loan officer. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. You can also find me at Evolve Bank and Trust, and I'd love to hear from you. You can also email me, jo@jogarner.com. Let's talk about shortening the term on your mortgage. Let's talk about lowering your mortgage rate, your mortgage payment, maybe even consolidate some debt. And if you're thinking about buying a house, the competition is fierce. Call me today. Let's try to get your pre-approval letter done, tight, and ready to go so you can beat out the next guy on that house you really want. We're talking with Jerry Jeffries of Tiger Paws Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, and we're talking about make it look good, smell good, and feel good, your carpet and your mortgage terms. And it's about that time. You know, every Saturday we do the Real Estate Tip of the Week. And Jerry Jeffries, you have our Real Estate Tip of the Week.
I do. Like we were talking about before, let us come in and you not every carpet needs to be replaced, so don't replace every carpet. Let us come in and look at it and tell you whether or not it should be replaced. We are the professionals. We are the ones that can make it look good, smell good, and feel good. So, I mean, if we can't get it looking the way it should, then we will definitely tell you that. And in the process can refer you to someone who can help you replace it.
Right. Well, I'm going to come back and ask you a couple more questions if we have time. But I've got some real quick announcements. Talk Shop offers free education and networking to anyone interested in real estate or in business. This Wednesday, April 13th, 2016, Talk Shop will be presenting the YMCA scholarships for swimming lessons to some of our Colonial School students here in Memphis who won the poster and essay contest. Thank you to the generous people at Talk Shop for your generosity in making this happen. And thank you to Talk Shop's charity chairman, Lynn McDonald of Aaron McDonald Insurance Agency, 901-849-7101 for Lynn. And thanks to Talk Shop's advertisers, Talk Shop is free to you for the next 2 months. For more information about Talk Shop, go to talkshoppe.com. And to hear today's podcast of Real Estate Mortgage Shop and others, go to jogarner.com. Let's make your plan, work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. And Jerry, I've got a couple of quotes that have to do with looking good and feeling good. And here's one from Pinterest. Beauty attracts the eye, but personality captures the heart. And here's one that's from Henry Kissinger. A diamond is a chunk of coal that did well under pressure. Love that one.
I do love that.
I want to be a diamond.
Awesome.
I've got to be a diamond. But anyway, we love hanging out with you on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We may have time for another caller. If you want to call us while we're live, 901-535-9732. Jerry, keep going back to this, but talk about some rules of thumb. If you're trying to clean your own carpets, and can you differentiate between someone who's trying to clean their own carpets and what you guys do?
Yeah. Let me just preface all of this by saying not all over-the-counter products are created equal. There are just some that, you know, they look like they work really well, and they may make the stain go away, or the color of the stain go away, I should say. And then when you have a professional come in afterwards, you have a nice light white spot in the middle of your house. Some of the, and I, you know, I'm not even sure what the agent is in, if they have some sort of bleaching agent in them or whatever, mm-hmm. but they're not necessarily good for your carpet.
The over-the-counter stuff.
Over-the-counter stuff, yeah. The professionals have access to products that are, they don't carry a soapy residue. They're basically an enzyme that actually attacks the source of the stain or the odor.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, you can't get that stuff over-the-counter. It's for use with, you know, the specialty equipment like the extraction units, truck mount extraction units. We always recommend, you know, call. There are tips on our website for things that you can do, which is at www.tigerpawscarpet.com for, you know, emergency type situations to stop them from being permanent in your carpet. You can go look at the quick fixes there. But always call your professional, whether it's us or whoever you normally use. They will be able to talk you through most things, give you tips, or you know, in some cases, mm-hmm. if they're a locally owned company that really cares about their clients, and they'll come out and get it taken care of for you pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
We always recommend trying to keep it wet so that you know, it doesn't dry and it doesn't set. And every spotter is designed for the individual stain.
And the individual fabric of the
too,
carpet.
Right? Yeah, the fibers too. Because I mean, you can't put hot water on wool. That's a bad idea. You
right.
can't clean cotton upholstery with hot water. That's a bad idea. So there are systems in place, and there are methods that are used for the different types of fabric and the different types of fibers in the carpets, along with the different chemicals that are used, and in conjunction with each other, usually get really good results.
You know, that's the difference between a professional and somebody like me who's just out trying to spray on a stain. But I learned a lot from you, Jerry, from you coming out to my house, and I learned a lot. I know some of the people I know, my clients and my friends who have used you, have been very wowed by your expertise and what you could do for them that they couldn't do for themselves. But today we've been talking about looking good. We've been talking about smelling good and feeling good about our carpet and our mortgage terms. And I'm hoping that if we didn't answer your question today, that you can call me or email me with your specific question. We need to get that answered ASAP. You can reach me directly at 901-482-0354. You can email me at jo@jogarner.com. My website, jogarner.com. And you can find out more about Jerry, too, on that site. Jerry, how do we contact you?
You can reach me via telephone at 901-327-1884. If I don't answer, please text me at 901-210-9746. Lots of times I'm in with a client, I won't answer the phone. So I can text you on my cell. My office phone rings to my cell phone, so it's always with me. And then you can also look at our website at www.tigerpawscarpet.com.
Uh-huh.
And then my email address is jjeffries, and that's jjeffries at tigerpawscarpet.com.
Well, you know, another thing, too, that nobody guessed our trivia contest, so I'm going to have to get with Jimmy Ogle and say, hey, you really stumped everybody out there, Jimmy. This was a really good one. The answer was Walnut Grove on our trivia contest. If you missed the trivia question, you can go back to my blog post at jogarner.com, and you can hear the awesome, really interesting information about Walnut Grove. We enjoyed hanging out with you on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and we're looking forward to talking with you next week. We're going to be talking about some landscaping. So between now and then, enjoy the spring day, and we will see you again next Saturday. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop program, where we offer you solutions to your real estate and financing scenarios. I'm Joe Garner, your host, mortgage professional. Catch this podcast and more at jogarner.com.